Today, Farm Bureau Agri-Thoughts in two bills, different directions for agricultural workers. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. We've not made it a secret of our concerns with Senate Bill 172 and the foundational changes this legislation seeks to impose on Nevada's agricultural employment situation. The bill seeks to take away the necessary exemption that agricultural enterprises need for how overtime requirements apply. Under the proposal, all agricultural workers who are on the job for more than 8 hours a day or more than 40 hours a week will be required to be paid time and a half of their wage rate. Ultimately, if the bill passes and is signed into law, Nevada employers will need to rethink how they deal with agricultural labor. Another bill, Senate Bill 204, is also about agricultural workers. In this case, it's about those seasonal temporary H-2A workers who are employed as herders when livestock are cared for on federal lands. Senate Bill 204 attempts to open the ability for employers and employees to reach working agreements which take overtime off the table. Because of the nature of the workers out on the range almost on a permanent basis within the terms of the seasonable timeline that the H-2A workers are employed, the agreement covers the time off provisions when they aren't working, as well as the pay for duties that are covered under the terms of the agreement. Senate Bill 204 should be passed and signed into law. Senate Bill 172 should not be. For Farm Bureau Agri-Thoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.